Iron Rod, Rod of Correction. God is long-suffering. He wishes that none should perish. This is part three. We're starting with Acts 3, verse 9. Now, what do we need to do? Oops, I'm sorry. 3:19. Therefore, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence and he may send the Messiah appointed in advance for you, that is Yeshua. Hear, Israel. Hear, United States. Hear, house of the Lord. Those who call on his name. What right do you have to take my name and recite my covenant on your lips when you don't keep it and you have broken it and you think I'm just like you? And you feed on ashes in your hand and delusion of lies. And you say, but we serve God. He's not gonna do this to you. He wouldn't do that. Well, that's your opinion. No, not my opinion. It's God's revealed ways. It said in Hebrews, well, the people coming out of Egypt under the blood of the Lamb who redeemed them and set them free from their slavery, they knew God's will. They didn't follow his ways. And so he left them in the desert to perish. They did not enter into the promises of God. The New Jerusalem, that holy city that Abraham was looking for. It was promised under the covenant. Okay. He, that is Yeshua, has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything. As God said long ago when he spoke through the holy prophets. He spoke through the holy prophets. For Moshe himself said, Adonai will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. You are to listen to everything he tells you. Who's that? The Son of God, Yeshua the Messiah. Everyone who fails to listen to that prophet will be removed from the people and destroyed. Who fails, don't fail to listen. He is the law in the flesh. He is the feast. You need to listen to his instructions and his commandments. How about reading his counsel? Why don't you just open up Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John and look at his teachings. If you don't, you will be removed from the people and destroyed. And I'm talking eternal destruction. And wasting away. Indeed, all the prophets announced these days, starting with Shmuel and continuing through all who followed. Do not deafen your ears. Oh, I have ears. I've had the poison of the serpent and his teachings poured into my ears. And I haven't even repented of them because now I'm self-deluded and I think I'm walking more right because, well, I have a religious spirit and I get it. No, you don't. Jesus is not religious. What is the spirit of truth operating you? We see it in your behavior. And you don't even recognize those that God has sent to you. He said, I'm going to send you prophets. I'm going to send you holy men and scribes. And you're going to kill them. Basically. And torture them and abuse them. We shake our dust off feet. And our peace comes back on us. And we move on. We move on. Because there are things that are so pressing. Pressing, 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 pressing. How many children? You know, I think half the world's population. This was a few years ago. The statistics are under the word of 30. Who is sending them? Who is reaching them? I don't care if you go through TikTok or, you know, Nick-Knock or whatever. Who is preaching the Bible? Who's preaching the word of God? Even children can understand and are knowing whether their ways are right or wrong. The children of God, they enable their deceptions and their lack of being able to see. They got eyes, they can't see, ears, they can't hear. Their hearts don't understand because they're calloused and hardened. Because if you would only repent, as it says in Joel, God would send a blessing and not destruction. And he will pour out his spirit on all flesh in these last days. So the judgment after the feast days is here now. And has begun in the house of the Lord. And many, you will see many mighty in the past. Many women of God have fallen. They no longer have ministries. God's trying to bring them to repentance. They're still on YouTube trying to get money. And they've got their back. They preach with their backs to their audience. That's right. Because they have not humbled themselves. And if they're a public minister, I know. I've had to do this. I make mistakes. I'm still a human. I'm a human vessel. And when I make a mistake, I correct my mistake. But I will never repent for the word of the Lord, because it is the word of the Lord that brings us to repentance. So hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. See what he's doing. Let your heart understand and turn and repent. Be healed. Lord, have mercy in the midst of judgment. God bless.